We are joined now by Anna Richards, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP. A couple of big events coming up in the next week or so, including one that's happening this weekend. Anna, thanks for being here today.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here. Glad the sun's come out.
It's glad the sun's
really
come out, right?
Like, all day, yeah.
After like 2 days of that, I mean, it was sunny over the weekend. It was gorgeous, but then like Monday and half of Tuesday, it's cloudy, and it feels nice to have the sun
it's
out
nice.
Again.
It's nice.
So,
yeah.
What's coming up this weekend?
Well,
it's Saturday, right?
Right. It's Saturday. We along with the Campaign for Racial Equity in Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools and the Orange Organizing Against Racism and El Centro Hispano are sponsoring together a community assembly on racial equity in Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. Mm-hmm. And many folks out there may have heard about the Campaign for Racial Equity previously, but it's been around since about 2015, so going on 2 years now.
So this this event is coming Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Is it at the Century Center? Is that where?
It's at the Century Center.
Century Center at 1 o'clock on Saturday. All right.
One of the things that's a little bit different this time, we will have Spanish translation. And so we've not had that available before. And working with El Centro and some other community partners, we're going to have simultaneous translation.
Nice.
And so we're really hoping that some of our Latino families, Spanish-speaking families, come out.
Mm-hmm.
As I was trying to say, the campaign's been around for a couple years. And this is really an effort to reach out to the community to talk more about what are parents and students experiencing in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
Have the efforts of the school district and the campaign made a difference? What are the experiences that parents and students are having? And also inviting a broader segment of the community to get engaged with us in this campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a lot of dialogue, a lot of opportunity for interaction. People can come out and tell their stories, tell their experiences. And then we're going to also have an opportunity for people to go forward and do some more work with
mm-hmm.
the district. So we're excited about it. Century Center is a great location for something like this. And so children are welcome. It's a parent event, so
right,
we
right.
want to be children friendly. And so please come and join us and help us in this effort.
Awesome. And again, this is this Saturday from 1 to 4 at the Century Center, and everyone's invited. And this is it's been an ongoing and I think kind of a frustrating conversation, right? Because we're aware of the achievement gap. We're aware of the discipline gap. We've been aware of it for a long time. The district's actually been okay at being like focused on it and
mm-hmm.
talking about it a lot, and the gap persists, right? So there's still a lot of work that needs
the
to be done.
The gap actually increases,
right?
And
yeah.
So very, very discouraging. On that end, and it's going to take not just the school district, but it's going to take a wider segment of the community, I think, for us to work together to hopefully find some ways to move this effort forward. So hoping folks will come out. Everyone's invited, and should be a informative as well as action-oriented event.
And that, again, is this Saturday, 1 to 4 p.m. at the Century Center. Again, everyone's invited to that. And Campaign for Racial Equity is putting that on along with a number of other key organizations here in our community. Speaking with Anna Richards at the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP, Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP.wordpress.com is their website if you want to find out more information. That's coming up on Saturday, and then next week there's a big event as well, too.
Yeah, so
right?
A lot of people around town might be aware that there had been a request for Richard Spencer to come to UNC's
campus. Yep.
And so, fortunately, the chancellor denied the request due to safety issues. I think one of the things we need to keep in mind is that, you know, because of free speech, public entities have a difficult time turning people away.
Mm-hmm.
So this rally We're calling it a rally for a more perfect union, which really, it's not a counter protest, but we wanted to be able to say that there are lots of people here in Chapel Hill who really are against hate. And so this is the way for the community to come together in solidarity against hate. We're going to be at Peace and Justice Plaza on Franklin Street, right in front of the old post office. A lot of people know that landmark, all day from about 10 to 6.
Wow.
And it's going to be a day of expression, of solidarity, a day of coming together, and there'll be music, some singing. We're going to start off with some folks from our faith community praying. There's a meditation group that's going to come and lead meditation for peace. And so at the end of the day, from 4 to 6, we've partnered with students from UNC are going to kind of manage those last 2 hours. So it'll be a way for people who support social justice causes throughout our community and want to show that we're a tapestry of Chapel Hill, and that we're going to work together going forward to promote the good things and opportunities for people to have dialogue. So this is kind of a different format. It's it's going to be, as I say, a day-long really a celebration of solidarity in our community. And everyone's welcome. You know, if you have a half hour, an hour during the day, stop by. There'll be something going on all day. We've got spoken word artists, in addition to, as I mentioned, some musicians and a few speakers, and come out and show the wide diversity of Chapel Hill, and that we're going to work together for the betterment of our community.
Awesome. And that's Peace and Justice Plaza, 10 to 6. What day again next week?
That's on Wednesday, the 20th.
Next week. All right.
Yes.
Very
so,
cool.
Yeah.
All right. This is the first time an event like this is having like an all day event, right?
It is the first time. And again, you know, one of the thoughts, and you know, it's a way to just stand up and say, you know, okay, Richard Spencer, you have us on your radar. You want to come to Chapel Hill. This is what Chapel Hill is. This is, we're not hate. We're not a narrow focus. And so, yeah, all day, and should be a great time.
And where can people go to find out more information about that?
Well, right now we're trying to get the kind of the schedule lined out. There will be information beginning tomorrow on our website. We wanted to try to have a little bit more who's going to be there on the flyer, so all that will come out tomorrow, which will be a week before the event.
All right.
But certainly our Facebook page as well as the website will have information on it. Some of the other groups, Women International Peace and Justice League is going to be working with us as well. So hopefully there'll be information all over town here in a few days. So
all right.
Come out and
Sounds
join
good.
Us.
Again, that's next Wednesday, 10 to 6 at Peace and Justice Plaza. More information to come, but mark your calendars for that. That's going to be a cool event. Again, Chapel Hill Carborough, naacp.wordpress.com is the website, or just Google Chapel Hill NAACP. It'll come right up. Anna Richards, anything else going on upcoming before we let you go?
Well, you know, we're gearing up for voter education. We really want to get the word out that, you know, there's been so much discussion about voter suppression and gerrymandering. A lot of people are a little confused maybe about where do they go. A lot of these things are not going to be in effect for the fall elections. We've got forums coming up, candidate forums. There's one for the Carborough Town Council on October 2nd. There's one for the Chapel Hill Town Council, a mayor and town council on October 9th. and a school board forum on October 16th. So we'll talk more about those in the weeks ahead, but get your questions. So that's one thing I will mention. If you want to submit questions ahead of time, maybe increase the chances that your question will get asked. They can also send those to us out on our NAACP Gmail account, NAACP5689@gmail. And we'll get the questions, and we're working with the League of Women Voters, who does such a great job on these. And I think some, are you going to be?
I'm going to be moderating the October 2nd one, I think.
We're not co-sponsoring that one, but I think you are going to moderate that.
Yeah, that's going to be fun, yeah. Yes. I'll be moderating a couple, but I think that's either the first or one of the first that I'm going to be doing.
There's
going to be a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. So. All right. Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.wordpress.com is the website, or just Google it. It'll come right up. And again, mark your calendars for that rally next week, Wednesday, the 20th, 10 to 6 at Peace and Justice Plaza, and the conversation on racial equity in schools, 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday at the Carborough Century Center. Honor Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.